The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. With small, noisy sips, a group of Koreans perform a tasting of the luxurious Panamanian geisha coffee, considered the most expensive in the world. In 2019, the bean broke all records by selling for $1,029 a pound at auction. In a quasi-religious ritual, the tasters write down the characteristics of the different samples from the Alita estate in the town of Boquete, 320 kilometers west of Panama City. The coffee on this plot of land was listed by the Coffee Review specialized publication as the best in the world in 2019, ahead of crops from Kenya, Colombia, and Costa Rica.
The taste of Panama coffee is very special, which is probably because it is between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, and it's the result of a very particular climate and condition. The geisha Panama coffee is pretty well known, and that is why I've come here looking for this particular coffee flavor.
In recent years, Panamanian coffee exports accounted for about $212 million, 0.4% of the country's gross domestic product, although Panama is far from the 40 million bags exported by Brazil or the 14.8 million bags harvested in Colombia. It has managed to sneak into the luxurious markets of Japan, China, Taiwan, South Korea, and the United States. A robot bartender began serving drinks in a Tokyo pub this month in a trial that could signal the start of an automation wave to sweep through the restaurants and other industries struggling to hire workers in an aging Japan. Qubit Robotics' repurposed industrial robot serves drinks from the corner of a Japanese izakaya pub operated by the restaurant chain Euronotaki. It can pour a beer in 40 seconds and mix a cocktail in a minute. It also uses four cameras to monitor its customers' expressions using artificial intelligence software. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government has eased work visa restrictions to lure more foreign workers to Japan. But companies still face a worker shortfall. As Japan's population shrinks and the number of people over 65 increases to more than a quarter of its population. In healthcare alone, Japan expects a shortfall of 380,000 specialized workers by 2025. Service companies less able to relocate overseas and yet to benefit from automation are more vulnerable than industrial firms. At around 9 million yen, the robot costs as much as employing a human bartender for 3 years. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.